My father has always been the wisest man I know. His words of wisdom are characterized by clarity, charity, compassion, and brevity. I often wonder if I have structured my preaching after my father's words of wisdom. About 20 years ago, before I entered seminary, I had a problem arriving at work on time. I was almost always late to the retail store where I worked at the time, and I mentioned this problem to my father. He responded simply, "You have a choice to make." I remembered the words of wisdom from my childhood, "Being on time is a choice, and you should make it." And I repeated those words to my father, probably with that same tone of voice. And my father's response was clear and brief. "We are far beyond the choice of simply being on time. Your choice now is to be successful in life or not." Clarity, charity, compassion, and brevity. These words characterize the words of the Apostle James. Last week we started hearing from James, and we will for 3 more weeks. The letter of James is different from many of the others in the Bible. James is more practical. He gives us clear and direct instructions on how to live as followers of the Lord Jesus. James teaches us how to be successful in our life of faith. James is a wise father in God. Today, James invites us to consider how we act when we gather for worship. James invites us to consider how we welcome people. But I want to propose another question. I want to ask the question after the question about how we welcome people. So here's my question. How do we welcome Jesus when we gather for worship? It's amazing what you can see from the altar. Sometimes it's painful. I see adults and young people get up and walk out during the consecration. I see people arrive for Mass as I hold up the Lord's precious body and the chalice of his blood. It's almost like seeing someone get up from the table at the Last Supper, or simply walk by or wander away from Jesus during the crucifixion. How do we welcome Jesus? Now, to be clear, I do not mean that I see parents and their small children moving around. Small children and babies have a schedule all their own. I'm speaking about the choices that people who can make their choices make about welcoming Jesus when we gather for worship. How do we welcome Jesus when we gather for worship? Well, we arrive early. We come to prepare to welcome Jesus by taking our seats and offering our prayers and declaring before the Lord what we are thankful for this week, what we are sorry for this week, and what we are praying for at this Mass. We arrive early so that we can prepare to welcome Jesus. How do we welcome Jesus when we gather for worship? We listen carefully. We prepare to welcome Jesus by listening carefully to the words of the prophets and the voices of the apostles and the voice of Jesus speaking to us in the gospel. We listen carefully so that we can welcome Jesus. How do we welcome Jesus when we gather for worship? We pray attentively. Do you remember that in your baptism you were made a royal priest in the royal service of Christ the King? You were. And one of the ways that you exercise your royal priesthood is by joining in the prayers of the Mass. The intercessions, the offertory, and the Eucharistic prayer are moments when you, as royal priests, join with me, a ministerial priest, to offer sacrifice to God. We pray attentively so that we can welcome Jesus. How do we welcome Jesus when we gather for worship? We arrive early. We listen carefully. We pray attentively and we receive reverently. We come to the altar to receive the great gift of the Lord, knowing that we are welcoming the Savior who has welcomed us to his table, and whom we pray will one day welcome us into his kingdom. And now Jesus welcomes us to his prayer and his offering and his table, as once he did for the disciples. Today, in this place and at this moment, for you and for me, Jesus Christ himself opens the scriptures, breaks the bread, and welcomes us. And we are prepared to meet him. Amen.